Doctrine and Covenants in Church History Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual. Lesson 2. Behold, I am Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Purpose: to help class members feel the powerful witness of the Savior that comes through the Doctrine and Covenants, and to help them strengthen their testimonies of the Savior's atonement. Preparation: 1. Prayerfully study the Scriptures in this lesson. As you study the Scripture passages on page 9, determine which ones will be most helpful for class members. Familiarize yourself with the passages you select and prepare to use them in the lesson. 2. Review the material for this lesson in the Class Member Study Guide, item number 35686. Plan ways to refer to the material during the lesson. 3. If the following pictures are available, prepare to use them during the lesson. The Lord Jesus Christ, item number 62572, Gospel Art Picture Kit 240. Jesus praying in Gethsemane, item number 62175, Gospel Art Picture Kit 227. And the Crucifixion, item number 62505, Gospel Art Picture Kit 230. You may want to display the picture, the Lord Jesus Christ, throughout the lesson. 4. If you use the attention activity, bring to class a branch from a tree. Suggestions for lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Display a branch from a tree. Point out that it is no longer receiving the nourishment it needs to stay alive. Why is this branch unable to receive the nourishment it needs? It is separated from its roots. Share the following statement by Elder Boyd K. Packer of the Quorum of the Twelve. The atonement of Jesus Christ is the very root of Christian doctrine. You may know much about the gospel as it branches out from there, but if you only know the branches and those branches do not touch that root, if they have been cut free from that truth, there will be no life, nor substance, nor redemption in them. In Conference Report, April 1977, page 80, or Ensign May 1977, page 56. Contrast the dead branch with a strong, healthy tree. Emphasize that the atonement of Jesus Christ brings us life and gives meaning to all other gospel doctrines. We should remember the atonement as we study other principles throughout the rest of this course. Discussion and application. Prayerfully select the lesson material that will best meet class members' needs. 1. The Doctrine and Covenants testifies of Jesus Christ. Emphasize that one purpose of all Scripture is to testify of Jesus Christ and to persuade people to come to Him and partake of salvation. The Bible, the books of Moses and Abraham and the Pearl of Great Price, and the Book of Mormon are ancient testaments or witnesses of Jesus Christ. The Doctrine and Covenants is a testament of Jesus Christ given in this dispensation. This book of Scripture bears witness that Jesus is the Christ, that He lives, that He continues to speak to prophets and guide His people today. Ask class members to turn to the explanatory introduction to the Doctrine and Covenants. Have them read the last sentence in the eighth paragraph. This sentence begins with the phrase, "Finally, the testimony that is given." Point out that the Doctrine and Covenants contains powerful testimonies of the Savior and His work. Most of these are from the Savior Himself. Have class members read the following passages as examples. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 50, verses 41 through 44, and Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verses 22 through 24. Explain that this lesson discusses teachings in the Doctrine and Covenants about the Savior. 2. Jesus Christ suffered the pain of all men, that all men might repent and come unto Him. Display the pictures of Jesus in Gethsemane and on the cross. Explain that the Doctrine and Covenants contains many revelations that can increase our understanding of the atonement of Jesus Christ. These revelations give us a sense of the depth of the Savior's suffering and the magnitude of the love that He and Heavenly Father have for us. The Savior describes His atoning sacrifice. Read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 19, verses 16 through 19, with class members. Explain that this is the only Scripture passage in which the Savior describes His own suffering during His atoning sacrifice. What does this passage teach about the Savior suffering for us? Why was Jesus willing to experience such great suffering for us? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 18, verses 10 through 11, Section 19, verses 19 and 24, and Section 34, verse 3. Through the atonement, we will all be resurrected. Read the following passages with class members. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 14 through 18. Section 93, verse 33. Alma, Chapter 11, verses 42 through 44. What can we learn about the resurrection from these passages? Answers could include those listed below. A. Resurrection is the redemption of the soul. The spirit and the body are reunited, inseparably connected, in a perfect form. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 14 through 16. Section 93, verse 33. Alma, Chapter 11, verses 42 through 43. B. Resurrection prepares us for the celestial glory. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verse 18. C. Resurrection is necessary for us to receive a fullness of joy. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 93, verse 33. D. All people will be resurrected. Alma, Chapter 11, verse 44. Through the atonement, we can be forgiven of our sins and inherit celestial glory. Read the following passages with class members. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 18, verses 11 through 12, Section 19, verses 16 through 17 and verse 20, Section 58, verse 42, and Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verses 62 through 70. What do these passages teach about the blessings we can receive through the Savior's atonement? Answers could include those listed below. A. We can repent of our sins and come unto Him. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 18, verses 11 through 12. B. If we repent, Christ has taken upon Himself the suffering for our sins. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 19, verses 16 through 17 and verse 20. C. If we repent, the Lord forgives us and remembers our sins no more. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 58, verse 42. D. We can come forth in the first resurrection, be made perfect through Christ, and inherit celestial glory. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verses 62 through 70. Through the atonement, the Savior gained perfect empathy for us in all our sorrows, pains, and afflictions. Explain that during His life and culminating in the atonement, the Savior suffered in a way that gave Him a perfect understanding of all our pains and afflictions. Have class members turn to Doctrine and Covenants, Section 122. This section is a revelation given to the prophet Joseph Smith while he was a prisoner in the jail at Liberty, Missouri. Point out that in the first seven verses, the Lord speaks of the prophet Joseph's trials. Then in verse 8, the Lord speaks of Himself. Read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 122, verse 8, with class members. In what way has the Savior descended below all things? See Alma, Chapter 7, verses 11 through 12. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 62, verse 1, and Section 133, verse 53. Note that the word succor means to help. Because the Savior has experienced all our sorrows, pains, and afflictions, He understands how we feel. He knows how to help us. How can this knowledge help us when we experience trials? Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve said, "When difficult times come to us, we can remember that Jesus had to descend below all things before He could ascend above them, and that He suffered pains and afflictions and temptations of every kind, that He might be filled with mercy and know how to succor His people in their infirmities." See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verse 6, Alma, Chapter 7, verses 11 through 12. in Conference Report, October 1995, page 91, or Ensign November 1995, page 69. When have you felt the power of the Atonement in your life? What can we do to feel this power more completely? How can we show the Savior our gratitude for His Atonement? How should our understanding of the Atonement affect us in our daily lives? 3. The Doctrine and Covenants helps us understand the Savior's roles and attributes. Explain that to be able to exercise faith in God, we must have a correct idea of His character, perfections, and attributes. In Joseph Smith, Lectures of Faith, page 38, the Doctrine and Covenants helps us gain this understanding. What attributes of the Savior do you see in the passages we have read today? Write class members' answers on the chalkboard. Answers could include charity, obedience, humility, and submissiveness. Select some of the following scripture passages to read with class members. Discuss what each passage teaches about the Savior's roles and attributes. Summarize the information on the chalkboard. A. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 6, verses 20 through 21. If we are faithful and diligent, the Savior will encircle us in the arms of His love. He is the light that shines in darkness. B. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 6, verses 32 through 37. He offers us protection and comfort and is ready to bless us when we remember Him and obey His commandments. C. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 19, verses 1 through 3. Having done the will of the Father, He has subdued all things and retained all power. He will destroy Satan and his works. He will judge all people according to their deeds. D. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 29, verses 1 through 2. His arm of mercy has atoned for our sins. If we hearken to His voice and humble ourselves, He will gather us as a hen gathers her chickens. E. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 38, verses 1 through 3. He is the Creator of the world, and He knows all things. F. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 43, verse 34. He is the Savior of the world. G. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 45, verses 3 through 5. He is our advocate with the Father. H. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 50, verse 44. He is the Good Shepherd and the Stone of Israel, a sure foundation upon which we can build. I. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verse 5. He is merciful and gracious to those who fear Him, and He delights to honor those who serve Him in righteousness and truth to the end. J. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 93, verses 5 through 19. He is the only begotten of the Father. He continued from grace to grace until He received the fullness of the glory and power of the Father. K. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 132, verses 42 through 52. When He comes in power at the time of His second coming, those whom He has redeemed will mention His loving kindness and goodness. L. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 136, verse 22. His arm is stretched out to save His people. Why is it important for you to know these roles and attributes of the Savior? How have the revelations in the Doctrine and Covenants enriched your testimony of the Savior? Conclusion. Read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1923, with class members. How can the truths that we have discussed today help you receive peace? As prompted by the Spirit, testify of Jesus Christ. Emphasize that because of His atonement, we will all be resurrected. Through His atonement, He extends to us the invitation to repent and come unto Him, receiving peace in this world and eternal life in the world to come. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 59, verse 23. Encourage class members to partake of all the blessings of the atonement by exercising faith in Jesus Christ, repenting, obeying the commandments, and enduring to the end. Suggest that as class members study the Doctrine and Covenants this year, they continue to look for what it teaches about Jesus Christ. He is the central figure in the book. The powerful witnesses and truths that are given in these revelations can enrich each person's testimony of Him. Additional teaching ideas. 1. I Stand All Amazed. In advance, study the text of the hymn, I Stand All Amazed, hymns number 193. Find lines in the hymn that can be supported by passages in the Doctrine and Covenants. The following examples may help you. Lines from the hymn. I stand all amazed at the love Jesus offers me. Supporting passages, Doctrine and Covenants, section 34, verse 3. Lines from the hymn, For me a sinner, he suffered, he bled and died. Supporting passages, Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verses 16 through 19. Lines from the hymn, I marvel that he would descend from his throne divine. Supporting passages, Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 6, section 122, verse 8. Lines from the hymn, I think of his hands pierced and bleeding to pay the debt. Supporting passages, Doctrine and Covenants, section 6, verses 36 through 37. Lines from the hymn, Such mercy, such love and devotion, can I forget? Supporting passages, Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 77. In class, read the hymn aloud, stopping to have class members read the supporting scripture passages after the appropriate lines from the hymn. 2. Our Advocate with the Father, Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verse 3. Write Advocate on the chalkboard. Explain that several times in the Doctrine and Covenants, the Lord says that He is our Advocate. Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verse 5, section 45, verse 3, section 62, verse 1, and section 110, verse 4. What is an advocate? Someone who pleads the cause of another. Read Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verses 3 through 5, with class members. Why do we need an advocate with a father? In verses 4 and 5, what evidence does the Savior present to the Father to show that we should receive everlasting life? First, He speaks of His atonement, His sufferings, death, and blood. Then He refers to our belief in Him. 3. Bearing witness of Jesus Christ through His titles. Explain that the Doctrine and Covenants contains more than 60 titles for Jesus Christ, each of which invokes special respect for Him. For example, the Lord refers to Himself as Redeemer, Savior, and the Light and the Life of the World. Have class members scan pages 174 through 185 in the index to the triple combination to find other titles for Jesus Christ. List on the chalkboard the titles they find. What do Jesus' titles teach about His attributes and His mission? 4. The Light of Christ. Explain that the light of Christ is sometimes referred to us as our conscience, but it is much more than that. To help class members gain a greater understanding of the light of Christ, have them read the second and third paragraphs under Light of Christ on page 725 of the Bible Dictionary. Then have them read Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 6 through 13, section 93, verse 2, Moroni chapter 7, verse 13, and verses 16 through 19. What can we learn about the light of Christ from the Bible Dictionary and these passages? Answers could include those listed below. A. The light of Christ fills the immensity of space and giveth life to all things. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 12 through 13. B. It is an uplifting influence that is given to every person who is born into the world. Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verse 2. C. It helps us know good from evil and invites us to do good and believe in Christ. Moroni chapter 7, verse 13, and verses 16 through 19. How can we allow the light of Christ to be a greater influence in our lives? End of lesson 2. Behold, I am Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world.